I hear birdsong inside the rift. A thousand skylarks trilling into an endless emerald prism. I wasn't expecting music. Maybe a droning hum or a keening wail, but the symphony is a surprise. It fills my ears and spreads throughout the rest of my body like cyanide. In a matter of seconds, I'm entirely at the rift's mercy. The sound overtakes me, and the swelling current claims whatever sense of orientation I have left. I don't know which way is up or down. I'm tumbling through the noise, unable to fill my lungs. My body feels like it's being squeezed by a vise, but at the same time, I'm being pulled apart. And then, almost as quickly as it began, the rift exhales in a single violent breath, and I am pushed out. My face is in damp soil and dead leaves. I look behind me in time to see the rift's giant neon green jaws snap shut. In an instant, it's gone, and I'm here, wherever here is. At least I'm not alone. A long, thin cable runs between my pack and Levi's. He's splayed on the ground, too. I feel an admittedly petty gratitude that he didn't manage to navigate the experience with his usual ease and grace. He's clearly just as disoriented as I am. I unclip the tether between us, and it retracts all the way back to his pack with a snap. I don't really want him here, but I also absolutely do. I need backup, and he was the best choice. Still, he's a pain in the ass. But when it comes down to it, he's just about the best citadel we've got in Battleground. To be fair, my options had been Levi or Henry, but Levi insisted, and Henry didn't put up much of a fight. Which really is a motherfucker because Henry loves a good fight. Also, I know Henry. I'm comfortable with Henry. Levi is just Levi. I stare at him hard, kind of hoping he'll share a look of mutual amazement of what we have just done, but he only stares back, his face unmoving, giving nothing away. Finally, he says, "You okay?" With a voice so indifferent, I wonder why I even bothered to ask. "Yeah," I say, getting up and looking around, scouting our immediate position. Levi follows my lead. We should have been doing this from the moment we emerged. We've gone through a rift. We are in an unknown, potentially hostile land. We have navigated our way to another version of Earth. The thing is, this Earth looks exactly like the one we just left. And not only does it look the same, it smells the same. I study the nearest tree, an old and gnarled fir, and recognize the height, the knots, and their placement. I scan the rest of the trees in our vicinity. I have a photographic memory, as does Levi, but I'm not sure I would even need it to recognize this place. I spent a lot of time in these woods. "You've got to be kidding me," I whisper to myself, even though I know Levi can hear. He sighs, and I know he's figured it out too. "So we go through all that just to end up in the same exact spot we started from? Seriously? I think we opened the rift right here." He gestures with annoyance to the space between us. I bite my lip. This is the absolute definition of anticlimactic. "It might look the same," I warn him, "but that doesn't mean it is the same. We have to be careful. I know it sounds crazy, but a dragon could swoop down and try to get us, or burn us, or something." I swing my arms around dramatically to try to prove what is admittedly not the most realistic point. "We can't take anything at face value." I try with a more serious tone.